Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A vote is expected shortly in the House of Representatives on the budget bill President Trump and the Republicans say will stimulate the U.S. economy and make America safer, and Democrats say will grow the deficit by providing tax cuts mostly to the wealthy and by gutting Medicaid. Recent Premier League soccer champion Liverpool Football Club suffering the loss of one of its top players, Diogo Jota, killed in a car crash in Spain along with his younger brother. Both Jota and his brother also played for Portugal's national team. Sean Diddy Combs is still behind bars this morning, the judge in his case refusing to grant bail after he was convicted, but of lesser charges in the sex trafficking case. Outside the courthouse, this supporter says,
I always felt like they had, you know, a lot of bogus charges against him. Maybe some were substantiated, others weren't. And I mean, I feel like he got rightfully his just due today.
The judge did agree to possibly move Combs' sentencing up. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin's biennial budget is now set. Here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
At 1:32 a.m. Thursday, Governor Tony Evers signed the budget bill now known as 2025 Act 15 into law. The bill passed the state Senate late Wednesday evening.
There are 19 ayes, 14 noes, and the bill is passed.
Then it was the Assembly's turn voting after midnight.
There are 59 ayes and 39 noes. Senate Bill 45 is concurred in.
The Assembly gaveled out at 12:49 a.m. Thursday, capping a marathon session to finish the state legislature's end of the budget process.
Wisconsin State Assembly's adjourned.
The budget bill passed with bipartisan support in both chambers. Assembly Representative and co-chair of the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee, Mark Bourne, said that this year's budget came about the same way as other recent budget bills.
Every budget that has come through this committee since Governor Evers has been in office has been a bipartisan budget because Republicans have crafted most of it, which is still true with this document, and the governor has signed it.
Governor Evers said after signing the bill that he never seriously considered vetoing the entire budget, as it would have jeopardized over $1 billion and healthcare funding, as well as investments in childcare, special education reimbursement, the UW system, and infrastructure. Evers issued 23 partial vetoes, several of them due to a lack of funding provided for the Nelson Knowles Stewardship Program. In signing the bill, Evers said that the compromise between both parties in the legislature, along with the governor's office, led to the creation of a bipartisan budget. Evers touted the impact that the budget will have on families and said, quote, "The budget is proof of what we can all accomplish when we put politics aside." The final price tag on the budget is $111.1 billion. The full budget bill and veto message is available on our website at civicmedia.us. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Mets beat the Miz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers' Jacob Mizorowski was off to one of the best starts for a pitcher in the history of baseball. Last night, though, he ran into a little trouble, loaded the bases, then gave up a grand slam. The Mets beat the Brewers 7-3. Pat Murphy on why he had to pull Mizorowski out after 3 2/3 innings.
Ball wasn't coming off his fingers the same way. It was kind of like one time he'd let it go back here, the next time out here, and you could see he was pushing it sometimes, and his whole body was not in sync.
So now Mizorowski's record is 3 wins and 1 loss. Earlier in the day, the Brewers beat the Mets 7-2. Home runs by Sal Frelick, Isaac Collins, and Joey Ortiz hit his first career grand slam, giving credit to teammate Freddy Peralta.
You see it from the offense when the starting pitcher is doing what he can out there to get us back in to go swing. I mean, the offense usually stays locked in all game, and the process is more important than the results at times, so you just kind of got to grind through.
That's Brewers shortstop Joey Ortiz with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, maybe a stray storm, a low in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and humid, highs into the mid-80s. Rain chances return for the 4th of July and the upcoming weekend. High temperatures stay in the 80s through the holiday weekend. It's 71 right now.
This July 4th, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS would like to give thanks and recognize our men and women of the armed forces, both domestic and abroad, for defending our freedom and wish everyone a safe and happy Independence Day. This message made possible by Boondocks Pilings and Piers. Let Boondocks Pilings and Piers design and build your permanent lakeside oasis. Call now, 920-289-0326. 920-289-0326.
This 4th of July, Civic Media would like to recognize the men and women of the armed forces for defending our freedom. This message brought to you by C. McP. Realty. Ready to sell your home? List with Chris. It's that simple. Call C. McP. Realty, 920-642-0980. 920-642-0980. Have a happy and safe 4th of July from C. McP. Realty. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we continue our discussion about funding childcare with Trisha Peterson. We talk sports in hour number two with Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning, Todd.
What's the laughter for already?
Well, first of all, I will no longer, during any breaks or anything like that,
yeah,
I will no longer be sitting in this chair.
Okay.
This camera makes us look really wide. And I've had people say that.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're
you
not
have.
Happy yes. with yeah. you. They think you do that on purpose. I saw you fiddling around here with the camera before we went on. I know what you're doing. You're doing that wide angle thing.
Right, the hell they make it.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Neither does the camera.
Exactly.
Wow.
So remember when I said I put on 11 pounds over a weekend?
Oh,
yeah,
I know.
Did you lose that?
No, I'm still up 4.
Wow.
I went from 210 to 214 in a weekend. That has that, stayed now.
But that class reunion is like,
Wednesday.
Ooh, you got to hit it hard.
I got to lose 8 pounds in 4 days, 5 days.
Don't they have those like...
fat suits?
Yeah, whatever they have.
I'm going to do it.
What'd you do in wrestling? Didn't you do like...
Oh, yeah, X-Lax.
Baggies.
Those rubber suits, right?
Yeah, I don't think we had the budget for the rubber suits.
So. Oh, and then you just take the...
and your sweat would just pour off. Yeah, I know. So I got to try something, man. Oh, boy.
Yes.
How you doing, Todd?
I'm good. What were you guys doing this morning early?
Oh, my God. Okay, so go ahead. I didn't do anything. I just woke up really, fell asleep really early, did nothing but red type thing. But so you go ahead and tell everybody what you came in... looking like you just got done working at the afternoon shift at the mill, and one of the paper machines went down, and you had to exchange parts, and you're sweaty, and you're all whatever.
Changed shirts because it got dirty.
Right.
Cause I was mad.
So
I didn't sleep as well as I wanted to. So I'm leaving right after the show, going to a resort. Right.
Right.
The restaurants, the lines are too. You have to wait too long. I don't like eating at restaurants at this time of year because you have to wait. So we're gonna cook food, grill food. The problem at the resort, you have balconies, but you can't have grills on the balcony.
Right.
Like your place, right?
Yeah.
So you have to use
All
places are like that. So you have to use like a community grill. And I talked to Donna. She goes, you know, there's a lot of people that are grilling out. And I don't want to wait, right? And I could just see, I'll get behind the guy that is like really slow, doesn't know how to grill. And so I thought, you know what? Heck with it. I'm going to grill the food here.
Okay, back up just 1 second, though. Are you saying you would use a grill immediately after some other guy used that grill?
Well, I would clean it, but he would just...
That surprised me, Todd.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I know what. You're not doing it.
Yeah.
You're asking me what you...
Communal grill and Jim Schmidt
do not
go together.
Because remember we mentioned that about parks, going to city parks and grilling?
Right.
He says, I would never do that because somebody else used the grill.
I never have done that, and I'm thinking, because, you know, we're going to be there for, you know, 5 days. I got my son-in-law's coming. There's, you know, 9 of us. And I thought, wait a minute, I don't think I like that. It's kind of my idea, and this isn't going to work. And yeah, so anyway, the more I thought about it, the less I slept. And I thought, you know what?
So what is it? So, Todd, what would you do? I would start to read You know, something that kind of lulls you to sleep. Yeah, something that's not, you know, whatever, spine tingler. Maybe watch an old movie, trying to find an old thing. Something like
scroll
that.
Scroll social media.
Yeah.
I came up with two ideas.
Okay.
One was to go and buy a grill, my own.
Okay.
Get the charcoal.
At 3 in the morning?
Well, no, I would, right after the show, boom.
Okay, boom.
Drive someplace to Menards, buy a grill, buy the charcoal, but have my own so I don't have to deal with people, which...
Which I'm shocked that you haven't done that before, but okay, go ahead.
That is a strategy, right? The other thing I thought,
but you would buy the charcoal instead of the gas, huh?
If I would, I don't need a grill, John, so I would buy it.
Okay, got it.
Get the charcoal, use it, and leave it for
somebody else. Okay.
All right. The other thing I thought, you know what? The chicken's there, the brats are there. I'm just going to get up and cook this stuff right now.
At what time?
Probably 10 to 3.
So you're outside in your backyard?
At 3 o'clock.
Grilling at 3 o'clock.
Turned the light on. I was like, oof. It might have been a little bright for my neighbor, but he didn't call. So that's what I did. Milton comes down. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, just go to sleep. So I did that. So now we're going to have to heat it up, but it's going to work better. It looks great. Barbecue sauce is on there, so that's what I did. I did that, and I feel really, really good that I did that. That was a good decision.
So because, from 3 till when?
Well, I did different things. I even cooked some vegetables on there, too. So, yeah, I was done at, 4 to 5, probably.
Okay.
So it worked out great. Right. And then I made some pasta salads. I was going to do that anyway. So you boiled some noodles and put shrimp in there. Typical stuff.
I am not joking about this. You should think about being not a huge, but almost like a party caterer, where you would cook this stuff for the people. Yeah. You would grill it. You're doing your own kitchen, your own utensils, your own pots and pans, whatever, and then get those big things, it keeps in, and bring it right to the place.
Mm-hmm.
No?
I'd rather have people over. But this pasta salad, you would like that pasta salad I made today. That was good.
I think you could make some serious money doing that.
Yeah. I'd rather have friends over.
No, I don't know. You just told me a story this morning about how much you love cash. Todd heard that one.
Anyway, so that's what I did. And I feel really good because I would be here this morning thinking like, I got to go buy this grill. Or I'd be even more stressed out thinking, I'm going to get there and everybody's going to be around the grill and I'm going to want to cook it 4 and I'm not going to get on the grill till 6. You know what I mean? And that's going to stress me out. So it's done. I'm in control. And I happen to like being in control.
Pictured you stressed out with the family on a vacation.
Needing to be in control.
No, neither one of those. Of
so it's done. It's mm-hmm. done. I feel really good.
Good.
So
good.
And my mom's coming today too, and I don't want to make her
special.
Wait.
So, you bet. Anyway, that's awesome. That's great.
So it's done. And how about you, John? What did you same thing or what?
I read. I just picked up.
Well, at least the good. We neither of us slept though.
Why is it though? And then I dozed off, and it literally the alarm went off. I'm just starting to dream a little bit, and boom. Why is there something psychological about a person that right before they have to get up, all of a sudden they can sleep?
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
That's happened. Yep.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. But anyway, you know what? It is a beautiful, beautiful morning out there. The day before. What more can you ask for than to be in the state of Wisconsin, the UP, wherever, right now
and
at this time?
I was talking to some friends over last night. We talked about the spirit. I don't know if you call it it's more the Christmas spirit, but yesterday our show was you said that, I think it was one of the best shows we had in terms of and we've had some great guests. I'm not taking anything away from any of our guests, but Big Mouth, Woody, that was just...
I got so many comments from people, you can't believe it.
And I'll say, then it was even, it was topped off, but it was equal. Last night, the Green Bay City Band concert played their patriotic set, and it was unbelievable. Perfect
beautiful
night last night.
I actually went, it's the first time I've gotten out a little bit, went sat by the water a little bit last night.
Yeah.
This is great, man.
And then, we're talking about favorite holidays, and everybody probably has one. I think this is it for me because...
Me too.
Again,
mine's Thanksgiving. Mine is Thanksgiving. I really love Thanksgiving.
That's a good one. But, that would be close. But,
I think it goes back to my college days, though, because the night before Thanksgiving was so much fun.
Yeah, that's a good one. And then we're, both you two, altar boys, and it's kind of nice you don't have the mass.
Oh, man, Easter was the worst.
Three times.
I hate the month.
Holy Thursday, Good Friday.
I know one of your priest friends listens, and we got, and I don't mean anything. I beg in religion a little bit sometimes. I don't mean to, but it's just, we go back to that era of, I mean, I got, when I learned how to be an altar boy, it was in Latin.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we go back to the hardcore.
3 hours on Friday.
And when you had, you were scheduled to, I mean, we'd be scheduled to do 5:30 mass all week long.
And the incense.
And go to school all day. And then every first Friday, every holiday, or I mean, every saint's birthday. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it was such a big part of your life.
Yeah, it was very.
It's almost like the Amish sometimes when the kids get a chance to leave. It's like, well, I'm just going to step back a little bit.
Yeah. Very mean.
But ironically, I might step into being Amish. Yeah,
that's right. You're right at that. That's right. We did talk about
what?
That.
I could see that.
But I, even though that was very meaningful to go to those masses.
It was.
That meant a lot to me. But I still, this is fun because there's just no pressure on this. Somebody else does the fireworks.
Yeah.
Somebody, you know, the cooking, I love doing the cooking. This is great. I mean, I'm all into this holiday. So,
and me too.
And it's a little extended too. It's like 3 days of nothing.
Tell us your favorite ones. Texas. So we got here. Good morning, everybody, from Vicky. Hi, Vicky.
She's awesome.
I figured Jim would be calmly folding his linens and brushing Milton when he can't sleep. Right?
Yeah.
My feelings are hurt about your, quote, best show ever, Michael.
Okay, I'm sorry, Michael.
Sorry,
Michael's been on our show many times.
Well, not that. Michael, we've done it at his place.
I know.
I still think the two we did, Michael were two of our all-time best shows.
The all-time.
The on-locations. Yeah. Don't you agree, Todd?
Yeah. Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
They were phenomenal.
I didn't mean the best show. I meant the most emotional show.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I meant.
But you cried, remember, on your birthday or something when you got your dog picture.
That's right.
That was good.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, don't forget the anniversary show. That was emotional.
That was great.
The day the ping pong balls dropped.
That's right.
Kids running around trying to get their sandwich.
From the helicopter.
Yeah.
Okay. That was emotional. All right. Let's move on.
Now, that would have been fun if we would have dropped actual sandwiches.
Right. Oh, that would have been awesome. Oh, that would have been really great. You know what we got to try? You know what somebody texted me, Todd? This was a few weeks back. We're talking about that. But they said, you know, you can probably get drones these days that could do something like that.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, God. Did you have to?
Sorry. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah. And I know a couple drone people.
Yeah. Look into that.
Let me look into that.
All right. Got this one. That dedication gets you into the Altar Boy Hall of Fame, John. Thank you, Brian.
All right. See,
today is Stay Out of the Sunday.
Huh.
Okay. I got to be honest. I mean, I'm telling you.
Why would they have that on the 3rd of July?
I know, but it's funny when you do step outside when you're not supposed to be in the sun.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not supposed to be in the sun. That sun is warm this time of year. It's, you know what? I haven't been, I've been like almost sequestered for this thing to heal. And it's like when you go out, and that, it's like, woo!
But so you haven't been in the sun for what, 3 weeks?
Since the 27th of May.
So they talk about, you know, your.
Well, I have, but with a Band-Aid on and stuff.
Oh. But they talk about vitamin D. Do you feel less energy? I mean, the sun is not bad. The sun's good for you. Sometimes, right?
Yeah, vitamin D. I haven't noticed anything, to be honest with you.
All right.
Plastic bag free day. That'll never take. You know what? You remember it used to be paper or plastic? Nobody ever took the paper. Everybody takes plastic because you use them as garbage bags.
Right.
Air conditioning appreciation day. We didn't have air. We only needed it 3 days a year growing up. We didn't have air conditioning. Did you? Yeah, you never. Fried clam day. Like that.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would.
Oh, really?
Did you? Then you put bread. I don't think that's real healthy.
That's the only way I like clams. You eat them where they're just like. Oh no! You know what I'm thinking of?
Oysters.
I'm thinking of oysters. Yeah. Never mind. I'm thinking of oysters. Olivia Munn, 44 today. She's who I was thinking of. That was in that show.
I really like.
Tom Cruise is 62. Aaron Tippin, 66. Montel Williams, 68. Jan Smithers.
I knew you would like that one.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm not even joking about this. She's like my all-time cute girl who I would have wanted as a girlfriend in the day. You know, it's not like the whole voluptuous yada, 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 which is, you know, unreachable anyway. But the Jan Smithers, the cute Jan Smithers, when she wears a little sweater over the tight T-shirt and the tight jeans. Not that I even paid attention to that.
Of course not.
But she, I still love Jan Smithers.
She was Bailey on WKRP in Cincinnati. Jim.
Oh, yeah. All right.
With the glasses,
I didn't know who you were talking about.
Dark hair.
I know who she is.
Yep.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cute personality. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Betty Buckley is 77. She was the mom in his 8 and Enough.
Eight is enough. That's right.
And wasn't she John Travolta's girlfriend at one time?
She may have been, but she was also in Carrie. She was the teacher in Carrie.
She was the gym teacher.
Gym teacher.
Good call.
Yeah.
Wow. By the way, folks, later on, you're going to hear once again Woody Mankowski with a rendition of God Bless America.
Is it God Bless America?
America the Beautiful. America the Beautiful. Yep. That's mind-boggling. Quick break. Back after this.
Down to the sea, you become such a habit with me. America.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allbull Show.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
We started getting shot at, so we're running and shooting and diving into the ditches and getting up and running some more. We get to the bodies and it dawns on me, how in the hell are we supposed to carry them back? The captain says, give me your rifles. So we picked them up and started carrying them back. We were scared out of our minds. They were still shooting at us. How they missed, I do not know. They must have thought we were nuts. We got about a quarter mile back and somebody had decided, to hell with it. Let's go back there and get the truck and pick them up. That was a bad day. I was so scared going back there and trying to carry them. I couldn't even think about what was going on. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at TheD8Dispensary.com.
Looking for food, fun, and live music this summer? Head to Area 509 in Appleton with Caribbean Taste. Every Friday, enjoy a food truck rally from 5 to 8 p.m. with live music from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy the Triple S Market, sip, shop, sing, every Sunday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. With local artisans, open mic, guest food trucks, a full menu of incredible Caribbean taste food, charcuterie, mimosas, and more. It's all happening at 1025 North Badger Avenue. Come join the fun!
President Dwight D. Eisenhower said, freedom has its life in the hearts, the actions, the spirit of men, and so it must be daily earned and refreshed. Else, like a flower cut from its life-giving roots, it will wither and die. This 4th of July, Record Entertainment wishes everyone a safe and happy Independence Day. Add to the fun of your next celebration by booking a disc jockey. Call 920-948-6887 and visit Record Entertainment, Inc. online at recordentertainment.com.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Great song.
Yes.
Great song.
I know it's supposed to be a Trucker Thursday, but it's going to be patriotic music this
fantastic
morning.
Yep. Fantastic. Welcome, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app, 63 in Green Bay, 66 in Appleton, 65 in Oshkosh, high in the lower 80s. What a perfect, perfect day to head into the holiday weekend. This is phenomenal. It really is. I wish that, you know, I know when they messed around with it, okay, I love it that the 4th of July is on a Friday, okay? It should always be on a Friday so you can have that long weekend. So when it's like a Tuesday and you want to go to fireworks, if it's not, you know, if you have a party, everybody has to go. I have to work tomorrow. I have to get up early. I think it should always be. Don't you?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
Why? No, as a matter of fact, we changed that when I got elected.
I know you did.
4th is on the 4th.
That's why I didn't vote for you that second time.
Well, I'll take that as a reason. Yeah.
Nothing to do with it.
No. Force on the 4th.
Well, okay.
Yeah. No, that's like not really honoring it. No, I know.
But then
people
you
say
don't
that.
Really, you can't really have a real true
sure
party,
can.
Celebration, whatever.
Yeah. Not when it's on a Wednesday.
Right.
You know, it's kind of tough.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you.
I have to give the UK some credit because they do a lot of bank holidays over there. There's at least
a lot
one.
Of what?
They call them bank holidays, but
bang?
It's kind of bank.
Bank.
So basically, it's kind of like our President's Day or our, and they do them on Mondays or Fridays, so people get 3-day weekends.
Perfect. Yeah, Thank you.
Well, we do that with President's Days.
Yeah, but nobody gets that.
That's we
only,
don't get it up.
Only
we're
if you're
here.
In government.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you don't get it.
Yeah.
Well, we don't get enough vacation. But I think we get plenty. But there's compared to other countries, Americans.
Oh
don't
man,
get
when
it
you talk,
we don't get any vacation. Yeah.
No, when you talk to someone
French,
from Germany.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Down at a resort in Mexico.
Oh, yeah, they're,
it's unbelievable.
But
there's a couple of countries. I want. It's like Denmark or somebody where they're a 4-day week now. It's like it's a 4-day work week. What?
How's their economy, John?
Great. It's phenomenal. The
Greece.
Beans?
Greece.
Greece, I don't know, but
not everything's about the economy.
No,
sometimes
that's
true. We got to think about
how about we
think about humans once in a while.
Yeah.
The Danes are the healthiest people on the face of the earth. They're the happiest people.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, that's what they are.
Okay.
When's the last time you saw an angry Dane?
John, I wouldn't know one if I saw one.
Yeah, you would. You don't want to pee them off. Trust me, I've seen them. I'm just saying, I think it's a great thing. I really do.
There's nothing like a Great Dane.
I will say something else, though, that...
I know where you're going with that. There is nothing like a Dane.
Oh, right. South Pacific.
That is in the world.
Or a dog. Great Dane.
Oh, Great Dane.
You want them.
Great Danes. But anyway, you know what I... Okay, let me just say something else that other countries do. That everybody that has done it has said it's a really great thing. Some sort of service for a year. Like in Norway.
I'm all in on that.
They all go through. You know,
2 years.
It's almost like being in the reserves. You go through boot camp for like
Absolute,
2 months or something.
Great. Yeah.
And you learn all those
Israel.
Things. Then if they call you. Yeah, exactly. We had a bunch of young ladies when we did the golf tournament out at Oneida, or at Thornbury a few years back. And these girls, I mean, I shouldn't call them girls, young 20s. Okay. They were selling, and I actually bought one. They were selling those things that a lot of golfers use where you put them on the little sticky pads, then they vibrate.
Yeah.
You know, where they hit you in the lower lumbar.
Tens unit? Is that what it is? Electrical?
Yeah. I loaned it to Duke Wright and I never got it back, by the way.
Probably
still. Call Peg.
I'll get her on the line.
But, okay. And I was talking, hey, what do you guys do? Well, you know, we got to go back for service next week. I thought some, you know, religious. She said, oh, no, every couple of years or something, we do a month or two of blah, blah, blah. I said, how? And these were like very, very attractive young girls, okay? And it's like, oh, we love it. We look forward to it. We love it. We had that other kid play basketball at Green Bay from Norway. He said, oh, my God, it's the best thing ever. So everybody that I know that has done it has really enjoyed it.
That you're talking about that friend of yours that was here, her daughter came on here, went in for 2 years, just thought it was the best thing she did right after high school?
Well, it's not her, but she
Yeah, but she was like,
it.
She thought it was
loves
the best
it.
Decision she ever made.
Yeah.
You just learn so much about people skills, management skills, even though it's not specifically the career. I think it's great. Other countries do it. That is something I wouldn't mind adopting. Not some of the vacation, but there's things we can learn from other countries. I think we do it better. I think overall, we do it better than anybody else.
Okay, but let me. I'm not going to argue with you about economy and things like that. That'd be like you arguing about quarterbacks from the '60s.
Okay,
so I'm giving you that.
Fair.
But what I'm saying is, okay, with the 4-day work week, how's our economy? Well, how about this? They just hire more people then, so your economy is real good because you need more people to fill all those other days.
I'm not.
Thank you, Todd.
More time for leisure that you can actually go do something.
Not,
absolutely.
When did I say I'm not opposed to the 4-day work week of 10 hours a day?
Well, you said how's their economy? So that, yeah.
Yeah, if it's 8 hours.
You rip the Danes.
Yeah, I don't know the Danes economy. I know some others.
I do.
The problem is, though, too, we have a lot of people working 5 days a week, but they're working 50 hours. Yeah. They're working 10 hours those days. So it's like, come on.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's almost like that. I just read some of that stuff. I know a lot of it's BS. We just read some. But it's like, you know, think about this. You work, you know.
Oh, yeah.
How many hours a day for 4 hours off? You work how many hours for, and you know, another thing, you know, what they're talking about, and this hit me because I'm starting to get up there a little bit age-wise. I'll be honest with you. Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just lay it out there. I'm going to be honest. And I know I don't look it. But anyway.
At least you don't look like the lunch lady.
Come on, stop it.
Turn his mic up. John, you're the one who showed me. John's going to his class reunion on Wednesday.
Todd, turn his mic up.
And he showed me the planning committee. And it was a picture of, 9 people? Maybe it's more than that, 12 people. And I'm like, John, what's the lunch lady doing in that picture?
No, they did.
It looked like that. And then I said, was this guy your teacher? And it wasn't just they looked old. Their hairstyle was
old.
Quick
break, back after this, maybe.
Wow. You looked, at least you look young.
Wow.
Never looking back again. They're coming to America. Home. Don't it seem so far away? We're traveling light today. In the eye of the storm. In the eye of the storm.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. After a recent traffic incident caught on video that saw a group of people on electric motorcycles driving the wrong way in a roundabout and swerving into oncoming traffic, Appleton police are reminding residents that reckless driving isn't just illegal. It puts lives at risk. Furthermore, electric motorcycles are not considered e-bikes and are not street legal. They are made for off-road use. Riders will be cited and e-motorcycles will be towed. See the story on our website for the video. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has a new Chief Justice. Justice Jill Karofsky started her tenure after being voted in on Tuesday. July 1st marked the start of the court's term and former Chief Justice Anne Walsh Bradley's departure from the bench after 30 years. Justice Susan Crawford won that seat in April. The court will retain its 4-3 liberal majority through at least 2028. There will be extra law enforcement agencies on the water this upcoming holiday weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is joining law enforcement agencies nationwide for Operation Dry Water, an annual campaign targeting boating while impaired during the July 4th through July 6th holiday weekend. The DNR says you can enjoy the water by staying sober and knowing your limits. Always wear your life jacket and sign up for an online boater education course. DNR conservation wardens and local law enforcement will be on the state's lakes and rivers sharing education about safe boating while watching for operators who may be impaired or causing safety problems for themselves and others. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Logging and Heritage Festival July 12th and 13th on Stevenson Island. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, maybe a stray storm, a low in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and humid, highs into the mid-80s. Rain chances return for the 4th of July and the upcoming weekend. High temperatures stay in the 80s through the holiday weekend. It's 71 right now.
President John F. Kennedy said, "Let every nation know whether it wishes us well or ill, we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and success of liberty." This 4th of July, Landscape Solutions by Michael Kirsch would like to thank our members of the armed forces for defending our freedom. For a free estimate on your next home outdoor project, call Landscape Solutions, 920-420-8054, 920-420-8054.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Dan Schaefer, political editor at Civic Media and founder of the Recombobulation Area, will be here to update us live on the latest of the state budget and another holiday edition of What's Worse. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon, and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Matt Nair on Air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Dan Schaefer, political editor at Civic Media and founder of the Recombobulation Area, will be here to update us live on the latest of the state budget and a...
Look at Lisa Hale grooving to the music. I did some disco I did some disco dancing here yesterday, Lisa. A lot of people said, oh my God, that was so hot.
Painful.
They said it was hot.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Yes, hello.
How are you?
Big plans?
I'm fine. How are y'all doing?
We're good. We are excited about the 4th. You have big plans? We have the fun weekend coming up.
Yep.
4-day work week.
I actually have a 4-day weekend. I'm going to be off Friday and Monday. And you know what I'm going to do?
It's too long.
I'm going to sleep.
Well, if you get up at 3 o'clock, you can go out and grill like Jim does.
Sleep's overrated.
I still can't believe you're outside with the lights on grilling at 3 in the morning. Yeah. You know your neighbors were hearing that.
Nah, there's a little space there. I don't. Yeah. Well, okay. I had to get
whatever.
There,
so, yeah. Hi, Lisa Hale.
Even if they weren't hearing the grilling, they were definitely smelling it. Could you imagine waking up first thing in the morning and smelling burgers and everything, really?
Absolutely. That's what happened.
It did smell
good,
I will say that. Yes.
How's the weather in beautiful downtown Oshkosh right now?
Absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. I mean, it is sincerely gorgeous over here.
It is.
Awesome. Yeah,
this next 4 days. Although I did see that might rain Saturday, tomorrow night.
Every forecast has a little bit of rain in it. You know, every single one.
But anyway.
What do you got going? What else you got going on, Lisa? What's going on with your new Wisco?
Whoa, new Wisco weekend. This weekend is really a great one. We've got a kind of a combined theme happening here. We're talking a lot about the 4th of July because it is the 4th of July weekend. And so we've got stories on PTSD and fireworks safety and stuff like that. But we also, our co-theme is rock and roll because Monday, June 7th is National Rock and Roll Day.
I did not know that.
Yes, Terry Barr has a great feature story on that we'll start the issue off with. And we've got lots of little tidbits all the way through it. Our musical guest is the Bodines. Do you remember the Bodines?
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Absolutely.
I absolutely love Closer
to the Bodines. The entire 90s were the Bodines.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you. So, yeah, we feature them. And then our cover story this week is a little bit off topic, but it's something that's very important. And it's an interview that our Melissa Kay did with Feeding America on just how those federal cuts are going to affect food insecurity here in Wisconsin. So that's a very good interview with Melissa Kay as our cover story.
Okay, I've asked this before, and I don't mean to be uncomfortable here, but how come you never asked me to do a story for New Wisco Weekend?
You were a cover story a couple of weeks ago. You know that.
Wasn't he also the centerfold that week,
too? Yeah, right. And, yes. and then
ratings went way down.
Right. We didn't air either one.
No, I want to be a reporter. I want to be the person doing the questioning type thing.
You can do that. If you want to put together an interview, it needs to be 13 and a half seconds. 13 and a half seconds.
That would be it for John.
More questions.
13 and a half minutes is the length of the interview. That's all you have for an interview. Or you can create a story for me that's about, say, 3 minutes, a three-minute package. Anytime. You just create something and get it to me. I might put it in there.
You got to do me one favor first, though, because I'm not going to be the guy to try to do it.
What's that?
Make sure Todd will stick around long enough to to ride the board.
Now you're gonna have to talk to Todd about that.
That's the hard part.
I cannot tell him to do anything.
Join our club, really, Lisa. Join our club.
I think Lisa's the only one who realizes in this whole mess of Northeast Wisconsin that I am the boss. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you.
Hey, I was thinking of both of you guys the other day when they were doing the heat index thing. And Jackson, Mississippi was like 107 because there's like 100 and then the humidity. I thought that has to be just brutally miserable. Jackson, Mississippi at that hot, at that heat.
So
Jackson, Mississippi itself is brutally.
When we were working at Y101, Lisa, it was my first gig down in the South, right? I had been in Toledo, Ohio, and then moved down there and met Lisa, which is we could do a whole show on Lisa's stories.
A whole show on that.
But I got out of the car and I left my chapstick in the front. Okay. And I got in and I go, oh, I better go get that.
Yeah.
Got out there, the whole thing had melted all over everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and I was literally in the building 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah. In Tucson, actually in Tucson and in Phoenix, I didn't have, you know, a lot of those people did, you could buy these things, reflective things to put in your windshield so they didn't. And if you didn't, I mean, there were times I would have to have like a paper towels or something holding the steering wheel.
Yeah, it's
that
hot.
Plastic would get so hot, it was mind boggling. And then the dashboard would like crack.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
That would happen. I mean, we talk about crazy things, but that heat is inside of it. And that's why and I hate to say this, but you know, with people leave their tragically kids or animals or something, no idea how hot a car can get with those windows.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it's, say, 75 degrees out. And that's, you know, a nice temperature. Yeah. When it's 75, I'm happy. It will be 90 degrees in your car or hotter.
Yeah.
So that's something that people really need to remember. Just because the outside temperature is lovely,
right. The
inside temperature of a car is miserable.
Brutal. Yeah.
I also noticed, Lisa, living down there, that everybody had just a little bit of twang to their smell. All
their
the
smell.
Time. Well, yeah, because you sweat all the time when you're down there.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know, up here, people can smell fresh. Maybe on a hot day, you get a little bit of that with. No, everybody down there had a little bit of something.
Kind of like what Jim's got working today?
Well, he smells like like a grill.
I'm going to take a shower after. I grilled first. I did not take, well, whatever. Maybe a little bit.
That's okay. This is not a bad smell.
Okay,
just making me hungry,
it
Jim.
It was a grill smell. There was a lot of smoke coming out of there.
Milton didn't want you to leave today.
What are you doing this weekend for the holiday, Lisa?
Besides sleep.
Yeah.
But no, Friday I'm going to go. Here in Oshkosh, they've got at Menominee Park, they're doing the fireworks celebration. And
on the 4th.
Yep.
On the 4th, yes. If it rains, it'll move to Saturday.
Hey, Jim just gave me those looks of like,
right. I like the 4th.
That's
on the 4th.
Way it should be. Damn it.
But I'm going because of the food trucks.
Yeah.
Seriously, we're gonna have about 20 food trucks Oshkosh around Menominee Park on Friday. So I'm going to go and I'm going to sample me some yummy food.
Nice.
You can tell. I mean, look at me. I enjoy food.
Well, you know what?
We all do.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like Appleton and Oshkosh take food trucks a little more serious than around here. I mean, so many times when Todd decided, or when you tell us about what you did, it's like, I went to so-and-so and Reggie's food truck was there, or so-and-so's food truck was there. That's like a big thing in Oshkosh and Appleton, isn't it?
It's almost like showing up, and Jim, you kind of talked about this, like having an ethnic area where you can try a little bit of this. I mean, there's Indian food trucks, there's Thai food trucks, there's, you know,
that's
Haitian food trucks.
Right.
Yeah, and you can still get the old Bratton burger if you want to.
We had some politics with food truck rallies, maybe because we have more municipalities. I just remember struggling with the county to do. Those are great.
Is the Tarleton trying to do that a little bit?
He is.
Okay.
He is, but there was some municipal things going on. And it's kind of like Mile of Music. They just kind of got ahead of us, and we're all trying to catch up. Oshkosh has done some things, and we're trying to catch up. But yet we're the largest community, and I don't know if it's more political.
But
food truck rallies, I mean, look at what Nashville does. My God.
Right.
They just get thousands of people.
I mean, you can just bounce from one to one. And God bless the brick and mortars and how hard it is to struggle.
Sure.
Nothing against them whatsoever. But for festival type things like that, to be able to bounce from one to one where you don't have to sit and wait or whatever.
And some people have both.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds like fun, Lisa. Is it one theme or is it just...
Oh, no, it's not one theme. There are so many different. I mean, there's the egg roll food truck. There's Caribbean Taste. There's Busted Spuds. There's I believe the Indian food truck's going to be out there. Pelora Cafe is going to be out there. I mean, so many food trucks.
Okay, we were talking about this yesterday, though. So for burgers, Jim and I both agreed that hamburgers are, you got to have cheese, and it's got to be melted on there, and you don't need a whole bunch of other things. And that's the only thing he and I agree on. What about yourself? How do you like your burgers?
Okay. When it comes to a hamburger, I like it medium rare. And I do like lettuce, tomato, and onion. If it does not have onion, it is not a good hamburger to me.
I agree with you on that. I'll take the...
I like onion on mine.
I do too.
Fried or raw?
Raw.
I like
raw. Raw. Definitely raw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever put... I can take or leave cheese.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Okay.
Sorry, Lisa. Nice to know you.
No, I went to a... I was telling these guys yesterday that I went to it. It was kind of a buffet where you kind of get your hamburger, the bun, and you go down. And they didn't have cheese, and I just kind of set it aside.
I mean, cheese is great.
It's great.
It really is. But if it's an American cheese slice, it's like, oh, okay, fine. But I mean, a good
but it's kind of if it's melted, even because I've sent back hamburgers at fast food places because they take the, you know where it was bad at that the Burger King in is it Mishicot? You know that one if the gas station is attached to the gas station or Maribel, one of those. Twice that happened to me. I get my cheeseburger and I go out to the car.
I want to see the manager.
And the cheese is cold.
Yeah.
When you think of a Burger King attached to a gas station, you think that they would have better cheese choices than a cold slice of cheese, right?
Yeah. Well, might want to drive a little further and find a better place.
You know what, though? I got to tell you, you want to know what the greatest combination? When I lived in Flint, Michigan, the greatest combination of a place you go to, it was a laundromat connected with a baby ribs joint. And those baby ribs, you put your clothes in the thing, and you go over and you have your baby ribs. Oh, I love a good baby rib. I mean, those combinations are, you know, you need to do that.
Nancy just texted in, by the way.
Lisa Hale, I am here for you. I love, love, love cheese, but I prefer my hamburger without it.
Ooh.
Thanks, Nancy.
Nancy.
It's just, I love cheese, but it doesn't, all it does is add a little bit of,
greatness. Goodness.
Right.
Richness. Vitamins, calcium. Okay, Lisa, I can tell you something. So today at 9:15, I'm going to be sitting at a great little breakfast place here called Delilah's. And I'm going to have the same thing I've ordered ever since the first time I had it. It's not the all pork thing. My stomach got a little something from that all pork thing.
It wasn't all pork. It was,
I thought it was all pork.
No, it's like, pork. No, it's all protein. It was fried pork. I think you didn't like it, but anyway.
Yeah, it was a little,
yeah.
So what are you going to get?
Pimento cheese omelet.
Yeah.
Pimento cheese. I'd never tasted it before that.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh. Have you ever had that? Because that's a
tasted
southern
pimento cheese before.
No,
I've had everything on that menu.
Well, I lived in the South, and pimento cheese sandwiches are a staple in the South.
Well, I know at the Masters, that's the big thing at Augusta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Pimento cheese.
That's Georgia.
I don't think you can even buy it around here.
Sure, you can. Pimento cheese.
Julian
spread stuff.
Don bought some up in like Door County, but I don't know if they
Kraft
have it
actually
here.
Makes them in little jars.
Do they really?
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's a good cheese shop around here? Is there one? Oh.
There's so many.
I mean,
there's
Festival has a good.
Well, I mean, there's Simon's and Renard's, I guess.
But even at Festival, they have a good cheese
selection. Selection. In their deli.
But yeah, you can't buy where like all the cheeses are. You got to go find. They have their own little
specialty cheese.
Specialty cheese. That's
right. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Yeah. You know what I was disappointed? I went to Festival the other day because I'm on a new diet. Okay.
Right. That's not working because you're up 14 pounds. But
I'm up 4 pounds, Todd.
Okay.
11 plus 3.
Okay. I'm on a new diet. Listen to me. It's so healthy, it's mind-boggling. Okay, I got frozen strawberries, fresh frozen strawberries, mixing with protein.
That doesn't make sense, fresh frozen.
Uh-huh. I mix with protein powder and tang, and it's and a little bit of yogurt, Greek yogurt, unflavored. It's phenomenal, it's so healthy for you. But my sandwiches, get this, Lisa, you love this. It's sliced kohlrabi.
Okay? That is good.
Yes, sliced kohlrabi with sliced onions, okay? A piece of cheese, light mayo in a lettuce wrap.
That does sound good.
That's not bad.
All right, guys. New Wisco weekend coming up this weekend, Saturday at 8, Sunday at 11 on WGBW.
We love you, Lisa Hale. You're awesome.
Have fun this weekend.
Have a great, great weekend.
Lots to celebrate.
You bet.
Lots to celebrate.
We guys take a quick break. Back at us.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One day we started heading back to dock towing some wounded guys in the truck, and the company commander said to stop the convoy. He said, "Where are the bodies?" We had two guys killed, and they had been left lying back there. That can't happen. So the captain said, "We need some guys to go back and get them." I'm thinking, I hope it's not me. And sure enough, he says, "Brzezinski, come with me. We're going back to pick up the bodies." And I'm like, "Captain, what do you mean? Can't we take the truck?" He said, "No, because they would just blow it up, and we can't afford to lose that truck." I took my helmet and flak jacket off. I could never run in those things, although I knew one well-placed bullet could kill me, and we started running back to the bodies. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
This July 4th, Civic Media would like to give thanks and recognize men and women of the armed forces for defending our freedom and wish everyone a safe and happy Independence Day. This message made possible by Advantage Pest and Mosquito Control for all your extermination needs. Call 920-303-5754. 920-303-5754.
This 4th of July, Fun Pros Event Planning Services would like you to join them in pausing to reflect on the sacrifices made by America's men and women of the armed forces in defense of our nation's liberty. Fun Pros Event Planning Service has Wisconsin's best team-building activities and the most innovative interactive games. For your next company meeting, holiday party, or family get-together, call Fun Pros 920-886-3594. 920-886-3594.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
We will get back to Mino and the Mayor, but first from the WISS studios, it's producer Todd and New Wisco News Bureau Chief, woo, Lisa Hale.
And you did it right again. I'm getting so proud of you.
Gotta be proud of something, that's for sure.
Today, joining us on Valley Focus, we have Michelle Schmidt-Schultz. Got it all in there.
I got it all in there.
And she's with the Oshkosh Farmers Market. Welcome.
Hi, it's great to be here again.
You've had a great kickoff. I mean, so far the season's been very good for the Farmers Market.
Yeah, opening day was outrageous.
I heard rumors or something that maybe we had like a...
We had a record number of vendors on opening day. We had 139 vendors, which opening day, it's about 30 more than we usually have. So it was crazy. And attendance was off the charts. It was shoulder to shoulder on the streets. And the best part about opening day was there was absolutely no incident. residents. That is always good. As we were cleaning up the streets with the police department, the CSOs that were on duty, they're like, we did not get one call for the farmer's market today. And I'm like, that is freaking amazing.
I suppose when you grade things, you look at attendance and weather and then incidents.
Incidents. That's right. So it was an absolutely perfect opening market if there was ever going to be one.
I mean,
everybody was great. And vendors were selling out by 10:30, 11 o'clock. So thanks everyone who supported that farmer's market on opening day.
Now, opening day was great, but now we're looking at July, and I know we've got some stuff this weekend and next to talk about. Let's talk about this weekend first,
though. Well, this coming weekend, with it being the 4th of July weekend, we actually have some retired veterans that hang out in our market tent with us, and we have Flag Day for Kids. And so what that means is that the veterans will be in the tents handing out flags for kids at the farmer's market. So it's kind of fun to see 500 flags blowing around the farmer's market.
I will tell you that as a show, Mino and the Mayor, we really support our local veterans. I mean, it's a big part of what we do. We do a feature every week, thanks to Nate Olson from Olson Legal Group. But it's really kind of hits us home in the heart, right? Yes. I mean, and so it's nice to see a community event like the farmers market step up and say, it's a way of saying thank you.
Exactly. And, you know, the Oshkosh Farmers Market really prides itself on being a community event. So we really try to embrace everyone as much as we can. We try to give everyone a spotlight at the market.
And I can just imagine seeing all the wee ones running around with those flags. It's going to be a field of red, white, and blue.
It is a field of red, white, and blue. Exactly. And lots of smiles. Lots of smiles.
And that's this coming weekend. But I know next weekend at the farmer's market, it's also going to be a big one.
Yeah. So we go from July 4th to...
We go from July 4th to Christmas in July.
Perfect.
So Christmas in July, of course, we will have Santa Claus, and he'll be checking his list. So make sure you're on the nice list that day.
I'm in trouble, Michelle. I'm in trouble. Let me just say that.
But Christmas in July has kind of blossomed into a support for both the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry and the Salvation Army. So with the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry, they actually come down with shopping carts in their big truck, and they put up signs where customers can buy two items from a vendor and take one home and donate one. And so they don't have to go donate it at the pantry. The pantry actually goes around the market and picks up all these items and loads them on their truck to take back to the pantry. Last year, our farmers market goers donated over $1,000 worth of produce.
Wow. Or
1,000 pounds of produce, I'm sorry.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
That's a lot of fresh vegetables for people that don't typically have access to that type of produce. So
basically, we're going to be walking around at the vendors, and if I come across somebody who's selling by July, will there be tomatoes by July?
Probably.
Oh, we have a tomato vendor who has a hot house. So yes, there will be tomatoes.
So, you know, and I go, ooh, I want to buy this, you know, a big thing of tomatoes, and I want to buy one for the
pantry
as well. So they'll just take those, set them aside,
They'll just set them aside, and you don't have to do anything but buy them and donate them.
That is wonderful.
It's a great promotion because it supports our farmers, and it supports our pantry.
Absolutely.
So I really like the idea that the pantry came up with. It's a fabulous one.
You also mentioned before we went on about the fact that the bell ringers will be
there. That's right. And it's what do we all see at Christmas time?
Ding, ding, red kettlebells. That's right.
You will see them at the Oshkosh Farmers Market for Christmas in July at the Farmers Market. So you'll find the Salvation Army collecting in their red kettles on the south end of the market.
You know, I was just thinking, we should dress up for Christmas in July. And then it hit me. No, I am not wearing some fur-lined velvet red thing. But I can just imagine, I can just see Santa in shorts at Christmas in July.
Well, he's going to be there, right?
Santa's going to be there. Santa's going to be there. And Santa looks just like Santa, but he'll have his red, white, and blue vest on. So.
Gotcha. Perfect. Because I was kind of worried about Santa. Yeah. You know, that red suit could be a little hot in the summertime.
Yeah, he gets a little toasty.
Yeah, just a little bit. Fur-lined, velvet. But we give
him a nice shady tent and give them lots of water.
That is amazing. So is there...
Wait a minute. No cookies and milk? Come on!
Well, I'm sure there's somebody selling cookies.
Probably.
At the farmer's market. Right.
There'll be plenty of cookies and milk, I'm sure.
With everything that happens at the farmer's market, this is just something that is completely free.
Correct.
To the entire community. Correct. You just walk the farmer's market. If you want to buy produce or flowers or baked goods, you can.
You can. And but, if you just want to graze the market, you can. If you just want to just check out the sites, the people watching is phenomenal down there.
So Lisa and I went the first week, and we did the grazing. So we hit really up various places to eat.
Did you try any of the new vendors?
We haven't yet.
Okay.
We haven't yet.
We have a favorite one that we go to every single time. I mean, anytime his truck is around, you're going to find both Todd and I going, give us food.
But we do want to try the new Indian truck, yeah. right? That's something that is on our list.
Yeah, Afghanistan so. Food is
I was
good?
Just going to say, yes. I walked by the Afghan vendor
it's
and I was
delicious.
Like, oh, that smells so good and yeah. I so want it. So, Oshkosh Farmers Market, downtown Oshkosh, from when to when?
8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. every Saturday through October 25th.
This weekend is July 5th. Of course, they're doing the flags and the veterans and all that stuff.
Yep.
Next week,
it is Christmas in July.
I love it. How about the website again?
www.osfmi.com.
Michelle, we love you.
We love you, too.
We do.
Thanks
we
for
do.
Having me.
Anytime.
Absolutely.
Promise you'll come back.
I always come back.
Okay. At some point, we're going to scare her away. I know we will. Stand by.
Good
more
luck.
More Mine Own the Mayor on the way next on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Speaker Hakeem Jeffries has been talking for hours against the budget bill President Trump has said he wants passed by the 4th of July.
This one big, ugly bill will hurt the quality of life of hardworking American taxpayers, and it's all designed to put a happy smile on the face of billionaires. That is inconsistent with the Declaration of Independence and what we should be celebrating on July 4th.
Republicans say the bill will return economic prosperity to America and cut waste and fraud. A vote is expected this morning. 18 people shot, 4 killed in a drive-by shooting in Chicago. It happened outside a nightclub. Police say a car pulled up. Those inside opened fire. Then the car sped away. The government releases new jobs numbers today. Hiring expected to have slowed last month. Unemployment expected to have risen to about 4.3%, according to most economists. This is ABC News.